welcome back. Now, if you would flip two sheets for me, because your next page is your homework sheet. So we'll circle back to that at the end. So you'll go to your last page of week one material, and that is the what is it and how it can help section. So I think it's very important week one for you to understand what this is and what to expect. I know we've talked a little bit about it already, but you know, what does this process look like and how will it change things and what will happen as a result of participating in this? So the first part of it is the what is this section. So I'm just going to hit some highlights for you. You have it there. You're more than welcome to read it in its entirety at a later point, but I'm just going to hit some highlights for you as we go through. So as you know, this is a 10-week process, and you are strengthening the relationship that you have between you and your children through 30-minute special playtimes. And they're only once a week, so you only need to commit to playing with your child for 30 minutes once each week. And why is that important? Play is a child's natural language. It's the way they naturally communicate. It's the way they naturally make sense of their world. So in order for them to really be effective at helping you understand what they think and feel and want, it will come naturally through play more than it will words. So they will naturally communicate that way. They use it as their language, and toys become their words. So by creating a play environment, you get a lot more information from them than you would if you just sat down and had a 30-minute conversation with them. So we like to talk about our experiences and our feelings and our thoughts. They want to use toys to explore their world and their experiences and their feelings and their thoughts. So you are taught how to structure those 30-minute playtimes so that you can facilitate that process. You will have a selected group of toys, and next week we begin looking at what those toys are, and you can start collecting those for the playtimes. And you learn how to respond empathically to your child's feelings. You learn how to build their self-esteem, how to help them learn self-control and self-responsibility, and how to set therapeutic limits. So all of those things are extremely important as this unfolds, because the skills that you're learning are influencing those changes with your child, and therefore the changes that are taking place within your child are influencing your relationship and your parenting. So it's a two-part process. As you're coming at it from one side, they're coming at it from the other, and it's a really powerful connection that's made. So in this 30 minutes each week, the child is the center of your universe. And a lot of parents will say, oh my gosh, they're the center of my universe all the time. And I'm sure that's true, but for this 30 minutes, you are creating a relationship unlike any other that you would ever have with them in any other environment. So there are more freedoms and there are more liberties and there's more autonomy in the playroom and or in your 30-minute playtime than in regular, everyday, real-world scenarios. So this is a very specific, special kind of relationship where your child is safe and free to express fears, likes, dislikes, worries, anger, loneliness, feelings of failure, joy, excitement, anything. There's freedom to express anything that they need to, and you will allow them to lead. And in this relationship, there are no reprimands, there are no put-downs, there are no evaluations, there are no requirements, and there are no judgments. And I know that seems like a tall order, but essentially for 30 minutes, you don't have any expectations, you don't have any rules. Now, there are some rules, but the child doesn't know that, and we'll talk about that in a few weeks. But as far as the child knows, they are free to do anything that they want, and they don't have to draw something a certain way. They don't have to call something a certain thing. They don't have to meet expectations. They don't have to do something the right way. They can do whatever they need to do because they're leading and you're following. So that's what it is. That gives you a pretty good picture without having done one yet, I know, but it gives you a pretty good picture of how this will unfold. But then how does this help your child? Because I suspect that a lot of you taking this training are saying, you know, look, there are some things that my child's struggling with and I want to make sure this is going to help. Here's how it helps. You're building a completely different kind of relationship with your child in this training. And through that relationship, the child discovers that they're capable, that they're competent, that they can regulate, that they are understood, they're accepted, they're loved, they're good. All of the things that often kids don't hear and don't internalize. That's what's being created in this. And when they experience a relationship like this, when they feel accepted and when they feel heard and validated and understood, they play out their problems. And when they play out their problems, they're able to release the feelings and the tensions and the burdens that are associated with those problems. See, that's a very important connection here. Kids know why they struggle and they know what they struggle with. They just don't know how to fix it. So the relationship and the environment has to be such that they feel free to work through it. But they can only do that when they feel unconditionally accepted and heard. And they don't feel that way rarely, if ever, in normal everyday scenarios. So this is a very unique scenario that's being created for them, and the environment allows them to say, okay, I can work through this because I know that it'll be okay. So that's what's happening. And as they release all those tensions and feelings and burdens, they start to feel better about themselves. That makes sense. And then they have better self-responsibility, they discover their own strengths, and they have more self-esteem. And how the child feels about him or herself is 100% linked to behavior. So as the child feels better about who they are, then they start to behave in more self-enhancing ways. So they react differently, they think differently, they perform differently. Why? Because they have a better sense of who they are and they accept who they are. So this is a really incredible training. Parents that go through this, they get to the end of the 10 weeks and they can't believe how far they've come, how far the child has come, how the relationship has changed, how the dynamic has changed in the home. So I know that will be true for you too. I'm so looking forward to that. Before we circle back to homework, I want to give you a word of encouragement. I've been doing this a long time and I know the way that parents think and how they respond when they get to the end of week one. You're going to go into this week very excited, very pumped up, ready to do this, ready to reflect feelings all week long, ready to use the rules of thumb, ready to use the be with attitudes, and you have all of this stuff and it's not gonna go the way that you hoped and wanted. And you're gonna say, oh my gosh, this is so hard and I forgot to reflect feeling and I didn't say that I'm here, I hear you, I understand and I care, and I was a thermometer, not a thermostat, and everything's gonna fall to bits. And you're gonna feel overwhelmed and burdened and like you're failing and like this isn't working. First of all of that is normal. It happens to everyone. So understand it's part of the process. But what I want you to hear is this is literally like learning a new language. So just as if you were to decide you wanted to speak Russian or German or Spanish, you would have to practice and you would have to reread and you would have to remind yourself and you would have to give yourself cue cards or you would have to rehearse your vocabulary. You would have to practice. You would have to be patient with yourself. You would have to make baby steps. You'd learn a few words, but you wouldn't know how to put a sentence together yet. This is what's happening for you right now taking this training. This is a new language. This likely goes against everything you've ever done. As a parent, we parent the way we were parented, or we parent the way that we know to parent. And so I'm giving you a whole new realm with a whole new set of skills and tools that you've probably never heard of before. Be patient with yourself, be gentle with yourself. It is okay that you're not gonna get this right away. It's going to take a while, and it's going to take intention, and it's going to take purposeful desire to do this. However, when you do it, do it. When you forget, You forgot. It's like learning a new language. It's okay. And every once in a while, you'll find yourself using the skill and you'll be proud of how you remembered and you implemented it. And that will happen more and more and more. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, it will be as natural as talking because you've practiced it and you've integrated it into your parenting. But that doesn't come right away. And that's okay. That's why you get one skill at a time. So your only goal this week is to practice reflecting feelings. And will you forget and will you miss opportunities? Yes, that's okay. Be gentle with yourself, be patient with yourself. This is a journey of 10 weeks and beyond 10 weeks, trust me, because this goes way beyond when we wrap up. But this is meant to be a slow learning process, just like it would be learning a new language. So that's my encouragement to you. Please don't feel overwhelmed and burdened and like you're failing and that you're not getting this, because everyone feels that way and it's okay. So if you would, please flip back to the very first page because that is where the homework is. And you have four homework assignments, but that seems like a lot, but it's not. So let's talk through those. So the first one is notice one physical characteristic about your child that you've never noticed before. So I know the reaction is almost always, I've been with my child every day since they were born. There's nothing that I have not seen. I've noticed everything. This is hard for a reason. It's going to require that you sit and you observe and you're focused and you're giving undivided attention and you're processing and you're observing and you're watching and you're listening, and that is setting the tone for everything moving forward, because the child becomes your focus and it requires that you watch and you observe and you listen and you stay focused and you're present. So that is hard for a reason. You will find something. I had one mom say, it's only if the sun is hitting my child's eyes, but there's gold in his eyes if the sun is hitting his eyes. So, you know, very small window to observe that. Sun had to be hitting eyes, but found something they hadn't noticed before. So challenge yourself to figure that one out. The next one is practice your reflective responding. So that was your sheet that had the faces that we did not go over in class. That is your homework sheet. It's exactly like we did, happy, sad, mad, and scared. The only difference is you will write down the scenario, because obviously I won't be there. So you'll write down the scenario and you will say, you know, this happened. Then you'll write what the child was feeling. Then you'll write what you said. The corrected response is only if when we meet, we change anything about what you said. So we do that together. So you're responsible for the first three. So what was the scenario? What happened? What was the child feeling? What did you say? Then the corrected response would be what we do together. So happy, sad, mad, and scared. I can almost guarantee in a week's time frame, your child will deal with all of those feelings, a happy, a sad, a mad, and a scared. So you should be able to get that done. And throughout the week, just try to be aware of what your child's feeling and therefore what you could say in response. And then write it down and we'll talk about it when we meet together. Third, bring your favorite heart-tugging picture of your child to focus. So when we meet synchronously, have a picture with you. It can be on your phone, it can be in a frame, it can be in any format, doesn't matter. Whatever your all-time favorite picture is, bring it with you and we'll talk about it. It can be at any age as well. So it can be your newborn picture, your recent school picture, whatever. At any point in the child's life, whatever your favorite picture is. And finally, a 30-second burst of attention. So what that means is when our kids need us the most and when they are the most demanding of our time and the most needy of our time is almost always when we feel that we are the most busy or the most occupied. So we have four things going on, and that's when we get the mom, 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 dad, dad. So And what's our almost go-to response? Hang on, I'm busy, you're gonna have to wait, I can't do that right now, we communicate, I don't have time. This is going to transform that. You do always have 30 seconds. So in that moment, you're going to remember, oh, 30 second burst of attention, and you're going to say in your head, I have 30 seconds that I can give my child. So you're going to stop what you're doing, you're going to make eye contact with the child, and you're going to offer them 30 seconds of your time. I can almost guarantee you they will take a fraction of it. Usually it's between 5 and 15 seconds that they want. I just wanted to show you that I built this Lego tower and I used every single brick. What was that, 6 seconds? Oh, I was wondering, can I go run to the mailbox and get the mail and come back in? 10 seconds. So we go into it thinking I'll give you 30. They probably won't even need 30. But why are we doing that? Because the message, unintentionally, that we communicate when we say, hold on, I can't, I'm busy, you're gonna have to wait, I can't do with that right now, is I don't have time for you. And we are going to change that, and we're going to say, I can give you 30 seconds, what do you need? We don't say that to them, but in our mind, we can always give 30 seconds. Now, every once in a while, a child's going to milk that and want longer than 30 seconds. So if 30 seconds elapses and you say, oh, okay, I really do need to get back to cooking or doing bills or whatever I was doing, that's when you say, I want to continue whatever they want, but I need to finish this. I will come back and do that when I'm done. Now, if you say, I'll finish this and then I'll do that with you, you need to follow up and be consistent with the promise. So you can't promise you'll finish that with them and then not do it. But if you say, let me just finish this and then I'll do that with you, then you finish what you're doing and then you can offer them the time that they need if it's longer than 30 seconds, but that's very rare. So there's your 30 second burst of attention. We'll talk about that when we meet. I'll ask if you had an opportunity to use it and what happened. And I suspect that you will find that means that they are less needy of your time. If you consistently offer 30 second bursts of attention, they are less demanding and they're less needy because they know I always get the seconds that I need. They always say what, and they interact and they give me what I need and then I can go back to what I'm doing. So while kids can be very demanding and clingy and needy as a whole, the more you give them 30 second bursts of attention, the more that lessens that need that they have for your time and attention, and their energy is spent elsewhere because they don't have to fight for your attention because they know they're going to get it. So that is all for week one. I know your head is probably spinning. I know that's a lot to take in. I know it's a little overwhelming, but again, you can do this. You have what it takes already. It's just taking some new information and new skills and integrating it into what you're already doing. And this is going to transform everything about the way that you parent, everything about the relationship between you and your kids. So I'm so excited that you're here. I'm so excited that we completed week one. And I will see you very soon when we meet this week. Thanks so much. Bye.